This week I want to discuss certain aspects of Hilchot Yichud, which come up in Eben Ha'ezer, Simon Kaf Bet, and I want to start by discussing the question of whether Yichud can be avoided or permitted, as it were, if there's the presence of a CCTV camera. Generally speaking, a man and a woman who are not closely related are not allowed to be secluded in a place together, just them. But if there is a CCTV camera which is watching everything that they do, does that permit it? And this is a question which has been discussed by a number of contemporary poskim over the course of the past 20 years or so. So Rav Vosner, the Baha Shevet HaLevi, a prominent poskim from Bnei Brak, who we've quoted many, many times in the course of the Shiurim, he issued a ruling some years ago saying that there's no grounds whatsoever to rely on CCTV, and if it's a situation of Yichud, then having CCTV there doesn't help you at all, and various other poskim concur with that. But there are dissenting views, or at least somewhat dissenting and somewhat more permissible. So Rav Gavriel Tsinner, who is the author of the Sefer Nitei Gavriel, who we've also quoted on many occasions, in a journal, Or Yisrael, Cherek Samachai, he says there are grounds to be lenient, and he bases it on two considerations in the Shulchan Aruch. Firstly, in Se'if Tet, we've got the din of Petach Patuach L'shut HaRabim, which means that if the door is open or anybody can come in through the house, it doesn't necessarily need to be wide open, but if anybody can get in, so then there's no prohibition of Yichud. And the reason for this is because the couple inside are always concerned that somebody might catch them doing anything that's inappropriate, and therefore they're not going to do anything which is inappropriate. And he says that a CCTV camera could be regarded as the same, seeing as people can see what's going on, so then people are going to be frightened of doing what's wrong. The other observation he makes is that it can be compared to the halacha in Se'if Yud Aleph, which talks about a young girl who knows what sexual intimacy is about, but is certainly not going to be part of it herself, that she functions as a shomeret, that if she's present, then that saves sort of the prohibition of Yichud, even though she can't physically do anything to stop it. There's a concern that she'll tell people what she's seen, and therefore a couple wouldn't do anything which is wrong in her presence. And the fact that the CCTV camera can be checked even afterwards is going to be exactly the same, and it's like, and therefore it's going to prevent people from doing something which is wrong. So essentially he says that there are grounds to be lenient and to rely on it, but he makes a number of qualifications. He says, number one, it has to be that the camera covers all areas of the house or the building that they're in. So it can't be just that it's in one room, but they could retreat off to into another room. Further is on, he says that it has to be that people can see the screen in real time, rather than it just catching something on, recording something on a chip and able to see it later, but it's people can see in real time what's going on. Number three, he says, this isn't a heter to be relied on in all circumstances, but only when really necessary. So it could be if you've got an elderly person or an ill person who needs carers coming in and that sort of thing, you could rely on it. Furthermore, he says that it shouldn't be regarded as a permanent solution, but only an occasional solution. And also he says it shouldn't be used for situations where there's a certain familiarity with the people involved. So, you know, if it's like two co-workers together and they're in an office, you know, just the two of them every day with a CCTV camera, so they're working in close proximity all the time. So even though there's a CCTV camera, we'd still be concerned about an Issur Yichud. Rav Zilberstein, he also says that Pshat HaDachak, there's room to rely on CCTV. He says it's like having a window open that people can see in. But he says also it needs to be a live stream, and that there are people who are watching or could walk past and see the monitor, and that it's regularly looked at, and that's going to make it permissible. Rav Zalman Chemia Goldberg in the journal Parme Yaakov, Cherek Ayin Zayin Ayin Chet, he also says that it's permissible, but it has to be that the camera is everywhere where the couple are, in all the rooms they're going to be in. But he says it doesn't need to be in the places where they're not there. So it could be that, you know, if you've got, under certain circumstances, couple in a situation where they could be yichud, but they're only together in the office and they don't go together into any other place in the building, so then they're allowed to go individually to the other places in the building. Rav Nissen Karelitz, in his Sefer Chut HaShani, he disagrees, and he says that the camera needs to be absolutely everywhere, because he says since they're effectively alone, then the temptation could arise and they'll be tempted to retreat to somewhere else in the building where the camera doesn't reach. But in any event, as we say, this is a point which is discussed by the Poskim. It would seem that b'shat hadachak, and where necessary, there certainly is room to be lenient, but it's not something that should be relied on as a general heter. Ad kan.